All right. Welcome back to the Earl Ingram Show. As always, you can join us at 844-967-2789, 844-967-2789. You can text us at the same number. On the line, Acting Mayor Cavalier Johnson. He is a candidate for the 2 years that are left on former Mayor Tom Barrett's docket. You know, Mayor Johnson, when you look and you talk about opportunities and jobs and those types of things, there's a lot of development going on in the city. No question. There just for now appears to be a lot of job opportunities. I know the city is hiring. You know, I know they're looking for truckers. You know, there's all sorts of opportunities that we haven't seen in this city. And I'm talking about family sustaining jobs that we haven't seen for a long time. How do we connect a community that, because if I could get a penny for every time a young person asked me if I could help them find a real job, I would become wealthy. Are we ships passing in the night, or can we do a better job of connecting those opportunities with the people who need them the most?
Yeah, we can do a better job, and we should, and we need to. You know, I often tell the story of a young man who graduated from high school in the Milwaukee area. Wasn't in the city of Milwaukee, but in the Milwaukee area. And this was, I believe, last year. And he had a signing day when he graduated. But he didn't sign to go off to college. He instead signed up to go into an apprenticeship where at 17 years old, he was making $20 an hour. And, you know, when I thought to myself, like, when I was 17 years old, I wasn't making $20 an hour. And then when you fast forward the years, 4 years, and the apprenticeship is complete, he'll be making $67 an hour with benefits and vacation, you know,
and no debt.
And correct. That's huge. Right. And no college debt. Now, you know, I went to the University of Wisconsin after I graduated from Bayview High School and MPS, and that was great for me. But college is not for everybody, right? There need to be other avenues, other accessible avenues for young people, particularly in the city of Milwaukee, as they are working to set themselves up for the rest of their lives and the work they're going to do. So there are opportunities, plentiful opportunities. We just have to find a better way to make those connections with the people that need them in this city. And so as mayor, you know, when I look at the future of our economy, it's not going to be a silver bullet approach. It's going to be things like that. It's going to be connecting individuals with opportunities and apprenticeships and the trades. It's going to be building up opportunities for us to expand our tech sphere here in Milwaukee. It's going to be raising wages for, you know, those employees who work in some of the service sector jobs here in the city. It's going to be drawing in the supply chains for some of our legacy manufacturers like Harley Davidson and Molson Coors now and the like. Really, you know, at the end of the day, what we need to be doing in Milwaukee is doing what we started when you were at work, you know, years ago and your father was at work years ago and what's now Century City, and building a strong Black middle class and a strong Latino middle class in this city. That should be our North Star.
Excuse me. You know, Mayor Johnson, I don't have to tell you, Milwaukee's Black population is one of the youngest in the entire nation. And one of the reasons why it is so impoverished is because it is so young. And the focus, and we must, there has to be a real live focus on these young children in school and preparing the future for them, because the future of Milwaukee is the future of those young people. It's you know, your generation, it's not my generation. But how do you begin to get others to understand that, you know, part of what we're dealing with in the African-American community is the fact that there are so many young people who are disconnected and who don't see their place. It's not just in Milwaukee. Again, this is all over the nation. There's been changes where young people are disconnected and don't seem to get the same kick at the cat that many of us did.
Yeah, I point this out probably too much, but I wear this green YMCA wristband that I have on my wrist every day. And I wear it because it keeps me grounded. I started off in service in Milwaukee at the YMCA before, and that led me, you know, to all these wonderful opportunities, to college, to, you know, the city hall previously, to the council presidency, and now the mayor's office. But it all started there, is because when I was a younger person, I had an intervention in my life. And, you know, I think in this community, we wait too long. We wait until kids are older and set right in their ways before we even before we put something positive in front of them. Like, we need to change that around. We need to have interventions with kids years before we do. You know, usually we try to wait until they're, you know, in 10th, 11th, 12th grade before.
Yeah, it's too late. I agree with you. It's too late.
Yeah, it's too late. And not that, you know, not that folks can't turn their lives around at any age. Certainly that's possible. But let's do it when, you know, kids are sponges and they're more receptive to a new way of thinking, a new way forward. That's when we should be focusing our interventions with young people. And the same thing happened with me. You know, I always tell folks, like, I'm not special. I'm not. I mean, I come from the same neighborhoods. I come from 53206 and 08 and 212, you know, and all those places. And I had a lot of the same experiences that folks, you know, see on the 10 o'clock news at night. Like, I am of this community. I am from here. And now, you know, I'm only the second African-American in the city tasked with being mayor, even as acting mayor. But if this happened with me, like, it can happen with so many other kids if we have, you know, similar sort of interventions and opportunities, you know, for young people in our community.
You know, Acting Mayor Cavalier Johnson, it's always a pleasure. I am still, you know, kind of blown away that you are where you are now, because I remember you when you first walked into the mayor's office at 26 years of age and as a bright-eyed young man, and to see how things have played out for you is an amazing, amazing thing. And it just goes to show that, you know, possibilities still exist in this country. Even though not as much as they used to be for everybody, but there's still an opportunity if people are ready for it.
Yeah, no, you're absolutely right. Opportunities are endless in this city, in this country. But, you know, folks need a chance. They need an opportunity. They need access. And if you give it, to people, especially those kids in those neighborhoods that we're just talking about. Like, if you dig down and you talk to those young people in those neighborhoods, man, they will.
All they need is an opportunity.
All they need is a spark. That's all they need, and they will catch fire. And they will catch fire.
Hey, Mayor Johnson, we got to run for now, but I'm going to have you on when I move to my new hours on the 14th, the day before the election. We're going to be graced with you over the airwaves, the opening. You'll be the opening guest for my new radio.